that a little bit of silence. You're not sure what's happened, but so the webinar will be recorded, and it's available for anybody afterwards to listen to, and there'll be a link on the Product Care website. So it's just after 2 o'clock Eastern Time. We will get started. Again, my name is Mark Kirshner, President of Product Care Association, and there are others also involved. We'll introduce them as they come on to make presentations. And the way it's going to work is there's the telephone part, which you're hearing right now, and there's also the webinar portion. If you're not logged into the webinar, now's the time to do it, and you do that using the link that was sent to you with the email. Everybody except for the presenters is on mute and will stay on mute, but the way that we'll do it to respond to any questions is using the chat function that is available through the webinar in the lower left of the screen, I think, typically, but you'll find it. And at any time through the webinar, you're welcome to send in questions so that you can send it in when you're thinking of it. Unless it's something that's sort of particularly critical, we will probably leave the responding part until the end so that everybody can hear everything. Sometimes the questions get answered in the later slides. Okay, so I will get us started right now. The first slide there just gives some information. It's the pesticide solvent and fertilizer ISP, which we will call the PSF ISP. And what this webinar about is to explain to the municipal representatives the transition and give some program updates as well. Many, but possibly not all of you, went through a similar process with the paint ISP that started middle of last year. And so it'll be obviously similar, but some differences as well. So the next slide we'll show you is the agenda, and that just covers an overview of what we'll cover today. So first of all, we'll give an overview. We'll talk about the amending agreement, the existing agreement we have with you for the paint ISP will get amended. We'll talk about service providers, talk about filing claims to Product Care after the program starts on April 1st, talk about LAPACK factors, which are important with these products. Also the reporting through the Product Care portal. And then we then will move on and give an update on the paint ISP, the concept of the paint reuse program, and also give you an update on the LAMP, interim LAMP program as well. So we'll be covering all of that today. So we'll now move on to talking about the transition for the pesticide solvent fertilizers ISP. And the next slide just has some key points, some dates. So the approval date that came from Waste Diversion Ontario was October 28th, and that's when the Waste Diversion Ontario Board approved the second ISP for Product Care Association, and this time, of course, for pesticide solvents and fertilizers, the group of products in the MHSW program right now. Then that was the general approval. Then it was on December 17th that the effective date was announced by Waste Diversion Ontario. And that effective date is April 1st, 2016, so just a few weeks away, and that's why now is the time for us to be getting everybody ready in terms of the transition. You'll see some of the numbers later on, but as what happened with paint, there's a majority by market share of the stewards that are transitioning over, moving from the industry funding organization, which is Church of Ontario, to the Product Care ISP. The numbers vary by the products, and we'll show you what those are just out of interest. But those numbers are still in flux because as more stewards hear about the program and get the information, that's when they make their decision as well. So we expect those numbers to be increasing as we go. Okay, so on the next slide, just a little more information about the supply chain and how that transitioned. So again, similar but different in some respects to how it was done for paint. But we have an agreement in principle between ourselves and Stewardship Ontario that as of April 1st, 2016, Product Care will take over the entire supply chain for pesticide solvents and fertilizers. So that means the collection system, which is municipal in this case only, and also the current model for reimbursement for post-collection, post-depot collection, and for events. So getting right to the April 1st date, we had the same challenge last year with paint. What's sitting on the floor of the depot on April 1st probably is material that was collected prior to April 1st and therefore is not the responsibility of the program. So what we will do, as just as we did with the paint, is that ESSO will want all claims that you can make before April 1st to be submitted within 90 days after the PSF ISP date. So that's for any pickups, any services provided, invoices received up to April 1st. You've got 90 days after April 1st to get your claim into ESSO, and it's their responsibility to look after and settle that claim with you. Then we move ahead to April 1st and beyond. So first of all, we know that the depot hourly rate, a portion of that cost will shift from Stewardship Ontario to Product Care as of April 1st, and the total amount of that is 5.8% of whatever your hourly rate is will shift over, and that will be added to what we're currently paying you from Product Care for paint, which is effectively 5.9%, and to that will be added this 5.8%. And if you're interested where those numbers come from, they're from the last amending agreement that was done between each municipality and with Stewardship Ontario, where all the different products were broken out in terms of percentages. So the last bullet I've got here is that Product Care, Stewardship Ontario, and the Municipal Transition Committee will continue to work together to ensure a smooth transition of the supply chain. So for the next slide, I'll hand things over to Pat Chauvet, and Pat is the Ontario Programs Director for Product Care Association. So Pat, over to you.
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to get into the amending agreement. So the amending, an amendment to the PCA Municipal Paint ISP Services Agreement, which is the agreement that you all signed for the paint ISP, was developed in consultation with the MHSW Working Group, which has representatives from AMO, MWA, RIPCO, and reviewed by their legal counsel. The amending agreement was approved by WDO. Agreement amends existing PCA Municipal ISP Material Services Agreement to include PSFs. So now it includes paint and the PSFs. Amending agreement was recently distributed to all municipalities currently partnered with Product Care for paint. Under depot collection, all depot sites agree to in the PCA Municipal ISP Services Agreement remain the same in the amending agreement, so there were no changes there. Reimbursable hours remain the same. Depot hourly rates were adjusted to include paint, pesticide, solvents, and fertilizer portions of the rate. For event collections, all event sites agreed to in the PCA Municipal ISP agreement remain the same in the amending agreement. There were no changes to the per-ton event collection rate or the terms. Any new events will need to be agreed to by SO for other MHSW material and by PCA by March 31st, 2016. No changes to the funding model for PSF materials. So each municipality has a contract with their service provider for a per container or unit rate for PSF materials. Municipalities must provide PCA with the current price schedule for PSF post-collection services. PCA accepts the current price schedule as is for the April 1st, 2016 transition. Obviously, but maybe not obviously, no MDT PIP model applies to PSF materials. Municipalities claim directly to PCA for PSF services as of April 1st, 2016. And current price rates for PSF materials must be submitted to Product Care on or before March 21st. This is the critical date to develop rates in the PCA reporting system. So that's a critical date. An amending agreement was recently distributed to all municipalities currently partnered with PCA for paint. So if you haven't received that amending agreement, please send us a note and let us know. All agreements are to be reviewed, signed, and returned to Product Care on or before April 1st. If returned after April 1st, municipalities will be retroactively compensated to April 1st for depot hours, commingled aerosols, commingled PSFs, and event claims. But I would certainly encourage everyone to have that agreement signed and returned to us before April 1st. Service providers. All service providers currently approved to provide PSF services to the SO MHSW program will be approved under our program, under the Product Care program. If you are unsure whether your service provider is currently approved, please give us a call or send an email to ontario@productcare.org. PCA plans no interruption to services. So similar to what you experienced with paint, there will be no interruptions to services. Again, there's no MDT PIP model here. Municipalities work directly with their service providers, and municipalities claim directly to Product Care for those PSF services. Program transition. PCA will reimburse municipalities for depot services and events which occur on or after April 1st for PSF materials. The municipality claims to SO for PSF materials for depot services or events that take place before April 1st. And as Mark previously mentioned, Stewardship Ontario is looking for those claims to be submitted to them no later than 90 days after April 1st. For depot services or events which take place on or after April 1st, 2016, the municipality claims to Product Care for those PSF materials. Municipalities do not need to monitor or take inventory of PSF materials accumulated before or after the effective date. PCA will recover costs of pre-April 1st inventory from SO. Commingled aerosols continue to be claimed to Product Care, and we will continue paying the paint and PSF portions of the aerosol drums to the municipalities. Standards and guidelines. It's the same collection site standards, policies, and guidelines for pesticide solvents and fertilizers materials as is in the SO program. No changes in how PSF materials are collected at depots or events, and also no changes in how commingled aerosols are collected and packed. We're committed to ensure that service to municipal depots and event collection continues uninterrupted. Here is the chart of the 2016 lab pack factors and that we've adopted that Stewardship Ontario communicated to us late last year. The factors are, for commingled aerosols, the municipal share is 46.24%. For pesticides, 83.79%. For miscellaneous organics or solvents, 86.45%. And for fertilizers, the municipal share is 76.34%. I think from here, I'm turning it over to Sarah to review information regarding the portal. Over to you, Sarah.
Thanks, Pat. It's Sarah Willie at the Vancouver office here. So we've developed the reporting portal for paints and coatings that you're all familiar with now, and we're going to be doing an update to the service partner reporting portal to incorporate the reporting for pesticides, solvents, and fertilizers. So those modifications and design changes are underway, and we're cautiously optimistic, but they may not be completed by April 1st, 2016, the effective date. Of course, you won't be reporting for any services prior to April 1st, and we did observe in our experience with paint that the reporting cycle for most commingled materials is monthly. So from our experience, we think that a tentative launch date of May 1st, 2016, which is 30 days after the program effective date, will work well for both municipalities and Product Care. So that would allow you to promptly report for your April submissions. We will provide advance notice if the May 1st, 2016 launch date is delayed. For training, we found that having the training prior to the system being live and available to users wasn't ideal, as it sort of caused a bit of a delay between the reporting training and the usage by municipal staff. So we feel that having the training after the portal is launched will better serve municipalities. So you would be able to use the system right away after the training. So tentatively, our dates and webinar information for the PSNF portal training will be provided in April 2016, and we expect those to be held the week of May 2nd, 2016.
Great, thanks, Sarah. This is Holly LaFontaine, also from the Vancouver office, and I'll just cover the next couple of slides here on, so the first one, promotion and education. So similar to PAINT, the sites for PSNF collection, which are largely just the same sites as they are for PAINT, they will be advertised on PCA's collection site finder online. PCA will continue to support the municipal calendars as we did in 2015, and also promotion and education materials. So I don't know how many of you have had a chance to visit the website in our Service Partner Support Ontario section, and we have a promotion and education section available there where any of our promotion and education material can be viewed and also ordered. So we will be updating promotion and education material to include pesticide solvent and fertilizer information. We're just going through a bit of a stakeholder consultation on that to develop those. And you will be notified. So similar to what we did with PAINT, we sent out a notice letting everyone know when the materials were available and how you can order them. And we'll be sure to do that as well for the PSNF. And in the meantime, you're welcome to visit that site and view any of the PAINT material that's already there as well, especially to get an idea of the different types of products that are available to you. For the website linkages and just ensuring that residents, you know, because there's the MHSWSO program and PCA's programs for PAINT, pesticides, solvents, and fertilizers, we want to make sure that residents can continue to find the information that they need as efficiently as possible. So PCA and SO, we are working together, similarly to how we did for PAINT, to link the website. So if a resident visits Make the Drop and they're looking for pesticides or fertilizers or paint, they are redirected quite efficiently to the regeneration page, exactly where a resident can find the information they need. And we will vice versa if a resident is visiting the regeneration site and they're looking to recycle propane containers or something of the like, they're quickly sent to the Make the Drop website to find all the information they need. So there is some harmonization and reciprocation there. Just to sum up some of the key dates that have been touched on throughout the presentation. So we've got the PSF service contract pricing. So thank you very much to many of those who have sent this in already. But for anyone who hasn't yet, just if you can try and get that in, please, before March 21st, but certainly by March 21st. As Pat mentioned, this is a critical date. The sooner we can understand all of the different rates, that really helps us in the reporting portal design. And we really do, as Sarah said, you know, as we approach April 1st, we want to get that reporting portal up and ready as soon as we can for all municipalities. But we do need your help in that. So if you can please get that contract pricing in as soon as possible. The PAINT reuse online survey. So you're going to hear about that in just a minute, but there was a survey that went out, and the deadline for that is March 21st. Submit your current certificate of insurance for PAINT, PSF, and include PCA as an additional insured. So if you've already submitted your certificate of insurance and it's still active and, you know, valid for this year for all of the sites, then no need to do anything there. But for any of them which have expired, please make sure to get us your updated active COI in. Review, sign, and return the amending agreement. So as Pat mentioned, April 1st is the effective date. So as much as possible, if you can get the amending agreement signed and executed by April 1st, that's great. Of course, if the agreement cannot be in by April 1st, PCA will retroactively pay for those claims back to April 1st. The effective date itself, April 1st, 2016, and then our reporting portal launch, again, tentative May 1st, 2016, and then the portal reporting portal training will be the week of May 2nd, tentatively. So just to switch gears a little bit, I think that wraps up all of the pesticide, solvent, and fertilizer transition. Certainly, if you do have some outstanding questions or, you know, things that you'd like to discuss further, please use the chat box. I do see a few questions coming in now. We want to give you also an update on the Paint ISP. So the Paint ISP, thank you for all of your support. You know, municipalities represent such a large part of the collection in the program, and we really do appreciate all of your support throughout the transition and working with us to implement a really successful program in 2015. We're really happy to report that we've exceeded both the collection and recycling targets for 2015, and we're now working on submitting the annual report to Waste Diversion Ontario this month. And now that the program has been running for almost 6 months, you know, we're happy to really start engaging in those conversations around how can we improve program efficiencies, how can we identify synergies in the supply chain between the municipal and retail networks, and we're going to be looking forward in the coming months to engaging municipalities in those conversations. So thank you again for the great work in 2015, and we're looking forward to further discussion and work in 2016. I'll hand it back over to Sarah for paint reuse.
Thank you, Holly. So as PCA outlined in our Paint ISP, we're making a commitment to work with the municipalities to develop a paint reuse program in Ontario. PCA has investigated the performance of the paint reuse programs across Canada to integrate lessons learned in the Ontario model. We've also been working with a transition committee to understand the Ontario scenario as well. We recently distributed a survey to all municipalities currently partnered with PCA for paint to learn more about what's happening in the Ontario landscape. We requested survey responses to be sent in by March 21st, and we've currently received 49 responses, which is great. So appreciate everyone who's already completed that. So we're going to continue to work with the Municipal Transition Committee and compile those responses to help further the discussion. And the tentative launch of the program for those interested to participate is summer 2016. And now back to Holly for an update on the interim LAMP program.
All right, so for the interim LAMP program, PCA, as you know, many municipalities have been participating in the voluntary interim LAMP program, where PCA committed funding from June 1st, 2015 up to May 31st, 2016, or up to $1 million, whichever comes first. We're happy to say that to date, over 70 municipalities have benefited from this voluntary program, and we are fast approaching the $1 million commitment. So what we intend to do now is that we will distribute a notice to all municipalities outlining the key dates and the next steps for the program. So all 2015 and January 2016 claims have been reviewed and approved. And so at this point, there'll be no more 2015 or January 2016 claims accepted. The deadline, just as a reminder, for the February 2016 claims is March 31st. 2016. So any February 2016 claims submitted after March 31st will not be approved. So please keep in mind those deadlines that are coming. What we'll do is once we receive all of the February 2016 claims, we're going to determine what any of the future claiming processes will be. As I mentioned, as we do approach the $1 million, we will sort of be going on a month-to-month just so that we can monitor the progress to that $1 million. And we will definitely, after receiving all of the February claims, report out what the next processes will be for March and beyond up to May 31st. So just to give you a bit of an update here on, you know, sort of some of the potential bigger picture steps. So although the interim voluntary LAMP program will end shortly, we do anticipate that the new regulation will provide an opportunity for a stewardship program. And so given the experience that we've had with this interim LAMP program, as well as the established relationships we have with light stewards in Canada and across the U.S., we do strongly feel that PCA could expedite the implementation of a regulated program, as the regulation provides an opportunity to do that. So we do look forward to continuing to work with yourselves, as well as the stewards and other stakeholders to implement an effective stewardship program in Ontario. So we do So I'll hand it back over to Pat.
Okay, great, Holly. Thank you very much. On the screen you see here, there's some contact information. Don't be afraid to send us an email after this session if you have any questions that pop up afterwards. Obviously, you know, we keep on pointing back to our regeneration website. There's a lot of good information there that you could take advantage of. So there's the contact information. And again, as a reminder, this presentation will be put up on our website no later than noon tomorrow. All righty, and that's it for the formal part of the presentation. There are a few questions which I'm going to turn to, and certainly I invite any one of the PCA staff to jump in and answer if they want to. So the first question is, can you explain how product care support for calendars work? I assume this means municipal calendars. PCA will pay for a portion related to paint and now PSFs for the municipal calendars. Typically, it's done once a year. Of course, it's different by municipality. What you need to do is you need to put in a request to product care, and I think the email address is Ontario at productcare.org. Holly, you can correct me if I'm wrong. And then we'll help support the municipal calendar. We did support 2016 municipal calendars. I remember that from last year. So if you have any other questions, you can send us an email. The next question is, will P&E material be available in French or bilingual format? As far as I know, it's not yet, but if there's a request for it, I'm sure we can accommodate that that request.
Yeah, Pat, it's Mark Kirshner. I just want to add, we do have the capability of doing that, and we obviously do that in our Quebec program. So if it's needed and it makes sense, you know, we can certainly do it.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, should we have received our amended agreements by now? Holly, I'm going to ask you to answer that question. I believe the answer is yes, but I'm going to let you answer it.
Yep, the answer is yes. There's, I believe, one municipality that you know who you are that we're kind of discussing, but everyone else should have received their agreement by now. If you haven't, you know, I can follow up directly after on anyone who hasn't received the agreement yet. Just send me an email, Holly at Product Care, and I can definitely follow up on that right away.
Thanks, Holly. The next question is, did municipalities have to submit a certificate of insurance for aerosols? Typically, certificates of insurance would cover all the materials. So as Holly mentioned, if you have sent in a certificate of insurance for paint, as was requested for the program last year, it should cover off all your materials. Again, that's a big if. I ask that you go back and check your certificate of insurance to ensure it does encompass all the MHSW materials. And the second thing on that is to make sure it's still a valid certificate of insurance. They do typically expire once a year. The next question is, request for contract pricing. Does this apply to events which are funded at a flat rate per ton? No, they are not required if it is an event-only municipality. The request for contract pricing would apply to those municipalities who have depots. The next question, and I'm just going to take a little bit of time to read it here. The municipality of X and municipality of Y host a joint event, MHSW event. Municipality Y held the event last year and submitted to Prodacare. I have not yet received an amending agreement for PSF, so I think that question has been answered. We can follow up on those specific municipalities. And then this year, the first municipality will be hosting the MHSW event and reporting and completing the report required. So if you're a municipality that is hosting an event, you need to have an agreement with Prodacare for paint or pesticide solvents and fertilizers. If you do not have one, you need to reach out to us and let us know. And again, Holly will be following up with these individual requests. Is there going to be a deadline for submitting PSF claims? Typically, PSF claims are submitted on a monthly basis, and it would be very good if everyone could keep to that cadence of reporting. There isn't a deadline. I don't believe there is a deadline. Sorry, I think there is in the agreement, and I believe it says 90 days, if I recall, after the event has occurred, no later than 90 days. But we would like the claim to be submitted as soon as possible after it occurs. Next question, when will the funding model for events be reviewed? Funding for four location, 4 hours away from the processor is the same as that for locations 10 minutes away with no regards to transportation costs. The funding model is being reviewed this year with the MHSW Working Committee, and that will include a review of the event model. Okay, that's all the questions I have that have come up on the chat function. If there are any others, you can type them in now. Otherwise, if you have questions that you think of after this session, please do not hesitate to send us an email or certainly give us a call. Don't know if there's anybody else from Prodacare who wish to make a comment as we wrap up this information session.
Hi, Pat. It's Mark Kirshner. Just want to say thanks to everybody. A question just came in. Are you actively trying to acquire other businesses to become depots? And I think I would translate that as return to retail, possibly. And I know with paint, we're doing that already and want to do more. With pesticide solvent fertilizers, I know there are a lot of challenges in terms of environmental requirements and so on. There may be other businesses other than retailers that could qualify more quickly. So, Pat, I don't know if you know any more about that. We always like to have other diversify the collection system, but I know with these products, it's not as easy to do as it is for something like paint.
You are correct, Mark. For paint, it's a little bit simpler. For pesticide solvents and fertilizers, as you mentioned, there are more regulatory requirements around those materials. And we would certainly pursue it if it's the right collection location. So if someone has an idea for pesticide solvents and fertilizers outside of collecting them at municipalities, we'd certainly be willing to listen.
Okay. Right. And otherwise, I was just going to make a comment. It's Mark again that it's a month or so away, but the Municipal Waste Association event up at Deerhurst Lodge will be there again this year, and look forward to seeing a lot of you there. That's always a great event.
Okay, sorry, there's one more question that came in that just slid in here. Will the presentation be made available? Yes, we will put it up on our website. You will have there will be a copy of the actual slides themselves as you have seen them here this afternoon, and the recording of this webinar also will also be up on our website. Okay, I think those are all the questions that have come in. I'd like to thank everyone for taking the time out this afternoon and listening to the webinar and the information session. Again, if you have any questions that you think of after the session, do not be afraid just to send us an email or give us a call. And there's the contacts back up on the screen. And we're here to answer your questions as best as we can. So thank you very much again to everyone for attending. Bye.